Well, the votes are still being counted. We're not sure whether we'll have a result tonight, but NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving joins us in the studio. And Ron, what do you think? Will we know overnight tonight?
It's conceivable we will still know, Frank, even if the Ohio provisional ballots issue keeps Ohio open for a number of hours or even a matter of days. There are still a number of other states out. Hawaii is out, Nevada, New Mexico, Iowa, Wisconsin, even Michigan, which has been favoring Kerry in the count, is not done yet. So there are other states and other ways that Bush can get to 270.
We made a lot of the fact that the not much has changed from the 2000 election, but there certainly is a change in the House and the Senate, a net gain for the Republicans in both chambers. If things hold up the way they did in 2000, should President Bush be reelected, would he have an easier time of it? Does this mean that that really it's not as close as it looks?
It might not be an easy time, but it may be somewhat easier than it was in the last Congress. One reason for that would be he stands a chance of having a substantially more Republican Senate. Already they've picked up two seats, the Republicans have. They could pick up a couple more. If they get to 55, that is not the 60 votes it takes to shut off debate, but it does get you within striking distance, and there are some moderate conservative Democrats left in the Senate who could be lured over on certain issues, particularly tax policy, and conceivably even on Supreme Court appointments, which is almost surely going to be an issue, and possibly very soon with Chief Justice Rehnquist's health being what it is.
One of the races that is still in doubt is the Senate race in South Dakota, and of course the Senate Minority Leader, Tom Daschle's seat is at stake there.
That has a lot to do with how many the Democrats wind up with, but it also has to do with the mood of how they come back into the chamber if they lose their leader.
Well, the mood, and again, what happens to the Democratic Party? What can we expect? What kinds of changes and shakeup within that party and its leadership?
The first test, exactly, of what kind of Democratic Party this will be in the wake of this devastating, disappointing loss would be what kind of leader do they want to choose in the Senate? Do they want to go with Harry Reid, who would be the hierarchical next man up, or do they want to look for someone else?
And in terms of direction in the party?
In terms of direction of the party, there's going to have to be a lot of soul-searching. Another New Englander, another, if you will, Massachusetts liberal, has been nominated for president, and if he doesn't win, that's going to resonate.
All right. Thank you very much, NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.